We're gonna start. Today's daf is Ayin Ches. We are on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis by the Lema Kitanai. Basically, we're just trying to figure out what these Gemaras are, what I call factual Gemaras, factual Mishnayos. We're trying to figure out what is the shear of oil, carrying oil that you would be chayav for taking out on Shabbos. So it seems to be a machlokas as to whether or not it's enough oil to anoint the smallest digit of a 1 day old baby. Or if it's the smallest digit of a gadol. So lema kitanai. Let's say that this is a machlokas tanoim. Hey, the Brisa says as follows: Shemen kidei lasuch aver katan, the katan ben yomo, divrei Rav Shimon Elazar, Rabbi Nosson Omar kidei lasuch aver katan. So that's the Brisa. So my line behind kamefuki. Let's say that this is what the machlokas is. The Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that the shear is aver katan shel katan. It's the smallest digit of the katan ben yomo. Rabbi Nosson said, no, it's Aver Katan the Gadol. It's either the smallest Aver of a Gadol, or Aver Gadol the Katan, or the smallest Aver of a Katan, about Aver Katan, so Katan ben, or Aver Gadol the Katan, the largest digit of, largest Aver of the Katan, it's probably the thigh, and that would be the same thing as the Aver Katan the Gadol, about Aver Katan, so Katan ben Yom Alo, but an Aver Katan, of the katan ben yomo is not. That would be the machlokas. So it says, well, no, kuli yomo, aver katan, the katan ben yomo lo. Everyone disagrees with Rav Yanai. He disagrees with Rav Yanai, and they hold that an aver katan of the katan ben yomo is not the oil to anoint that aver is not sufficient to obligate you, to chayav you for chutzah. The less of the Rav Yanai, they don't hold like Rav Yanai. V'hacha b'hai kamiflagi. And this is what their machlokas in the Braisa is. Rav Shimon Elazar Sabar, he holds that the shear is in order to lesuch aver katan de gadol, the smallest limb of the gadol, the aver gadol de katan ben yomo, and that's the same thing as the largest of the katan ben yomo, ki hadadi ninhu, they're the same size. Rabbi Nosson Sabar, Rosson says, no, that these shear are not the same. Rather, what you need is aver katan de gadol in, the aver katan of the gadol, the smallest limb of the gadol you be chayav for, but aver gadol the katan ben yomo lo. So I don't understand this, but that's a factual machlokas. Just measure whether they're not the same thing. And see what I'm talking about.
The leg of a newborn is bigger than the pinky of an adult.
And not the leg, maybe the thigh. I don't know. So that's the point. So measure it. Someone's right. When you have a factual machlokas, someone's right, someone's wrong. I know, but usually you have a way to explain it. Whether it's halach, I don't know how you explain this. Okay.
What's the smallest aver of a person?
The pinky, probably.
Okay, and the thigh even of a baby, is that big? I mean,
I got a small hand, but I don't know. So my havilah. So what's the hachra in the machlokas? I don't know what the hachra is. We just explained. My havilah, tashma, when a brisa says as follows, that sanya, a different brisa says, Rav Shimon Elazar omer, shemen, what's the shemen? Kidei lasuch aver katan shal katan ben yomo. No, this brisa says like Rav Yanai. That's the aver, the amount of shemen that Yechayev taking out is enough that would be that to anoint the aver katan of the katan ben yomo, which is just weird because first we said Rav Yanai, then we said lema ketanai, and we said no, it's not. Everyone goes against Rav Yanai, and then we say what's the final answer? The answer is like Rav Yanai, but then we just say that it doesn't go like Rav Yanai. There's a strange structure in the Gemara. Okay, the next is Mayim. What's the shear of Mayim? Kidei lashuf bahen es hakilur. It's some sort of medicinal thing that you put in the eye. I don't know what they have, a few eye diseases. I don't know what the type of the kilur is over here. Kidei lashuf bahen es hakilur. It's the shear of Mayim that you put in this kilur. So Amar, what does he say the kilur is?
Plaster.
An eye something with plaster. You put an eye, okay. So Amar Abaye. Abaye says as follows. Michte, let's take a look. Kol mil so the shchicha velo shchicha, azar rabbanon the shchicha lekula, but shchicha ushchicha azar rabbanon basar the shchicha lechumra. So basically, it's as follows: if you have an item, right, that has a shchiach usage and a non-shchiach usage, so which one are we going to follow in order to? The idea is that you chayv rotzah for a davar chashuv. So which consider the chashuv, the shchiach use or the non-shchiach use? So if we say a shchiach use and a non-shchiach use, we're going to follow the shchiach use because that's what gives it chashivas. Even if the shchiach use uses more of that item, so therefore we're being gekula, saying one item in the shchiach use it's this size, non-shchiach use it's this size. We can say that this is the size that you're obligated for, if you're chayav for, if you're liable for, if you take Erev Shabbos. Now, shchicho, if it has two equal shchiach usage, then, well, is either size makes it chashav. So the smaller size also chashav, you'll be chayav for the smaller size also. So see again, michte, let's see. Kol mil, so the shchicha v'lo shchicha, azar rabbanu basa, shchicha l'kula. Shchicha u'shchicha, azar rabbanu basa, shchicha l'chumra. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to give some examples, and then we're going to get a kasha on the water. Yayin, when it comes to wine, shishiyaso shchicha, the most common use for wine is to drink it. Refuah so lo shchicha. Using it for a refuah is used for refuah, but that's not the shchiyach usage. So also rabbanu basar shishiyaso is shchicha l'kula. So the rabbanim follow which measurement you're going to be liable for the shchiyach usage. Which is larger, which we said was the Mezigas Kos, which is the Reva Revius, and even though it's less than what you would use, even though it's more than what you would use for the medicinal purposes. Chalav, right, the kosher milk, achilas shchicha, drinking the milk is more shchiach, refuas lo shchicha, but using it for whatever, for medicinal purposes, is not shchiach. So as the Rabbanan basar achilas l'kulo, therefore the Rabbanan, the shear that they obligated you on, the Rabbanan say is the shear that you do for achila, which we said in the Mishnah is kedei gemiya, because that is much as you could swallow, not whatever it is for refuah, which would be a smaller shear, because that's the shchiach use. Again, dvash when it comes to honey, achilas shchicha and refuas shchicha. Dvash, no, it's used both. It's shchiach to eat and it's shchiach for medicinal purposes. So therefore, what do you have to do? You have to go according to the smaller shear, because those both make it a davar chashuv. So as the rabban and basar refuas l'chumra, therefore the chachamim went to l'chumra after the shear of the refuah, which is a smaller shear. Okay, now the Gemara asks. Now let's look at mayim. Ela mayim, michte. Let's take a look. Shisi yaso shchicha. What is it more usually used for? To drink. So that's the shchiach. So that's the refuas lo shchicha, but using it for refuah purposes is not shchiach. So to make it into a paste.
Yeah, every medication, for example, now.
Okay, so I'm not going to add it now. Okay, but the shchiach, then you could use other liquids to make the medicine at those times. I'm not talking about nowadays.
Right.
So the shear that they're using, right? Rashi says that either, let's say for example here, we said lashuf bos akilor to make this paste to put on so you can use other liquids. So the shchiach used for water is drinking. So why are we going according to the lower shear? You should go by the shchiach usage, which is water, of the water. So the Gemara says, my time of azarban and basar refuas l'chumra. Why did they establish the shear based on the refuah, which is lashuf behenas akilor, and they didn't go according to the shear of shtia, which is revius? That's a more shchiach usage, right? So the Gemara is going to give the answers. Basically, the answer is going to either to diminish the shchiachness of the drinking, or to up of the refuah to even it out to make them both shchiach. So Amar Abaye says, no, what's over here? The galila shana. We're talking about galil. Now, what does galil mean? Machlokas. Rashi says, look at Rashi, but galila shana. He says, shehein aniyim. Those in galil are poor. Umakbidin bedavra muat. And they're very makbid on small things. Therefore, v'chosin alayayin v'achalov l'ashush kilar v'ein shafim el b'mayim. They will not use the yayin or the milk to make the kilar. So therefore, they're only going to use the water. So what do they do? Like you said, they're upping now the shchiachness of the water for refuah. So now they're both shchiach. That's the shear that we go by, right? V'hilkach refuasa nami shchicha uva'ina l'meza l'chumra. Therefore, you can go to l'chumra. Rat Tosfos, I think they're giving our shots points is out. One second. The Gideon Shas points out to Tosos on Daf Mem Zayin, who we mentioned Galila again. So he says the opposite. Tosos says that Galila in Galil, they had a lot of wine, and therefore water wasn't necessarily the main drink. They had so much wine, they would drink that as frequently as water also. So what'd you do? So now, you, according to Tosos, you diminish the shchiachness of the shtia. So now that equals now the shchiach of the medicinal purposes, and therefore you shchiach and shchiach, you go according to the smaller shear. Rabba Amar Rabba says
back then they used more honey for medicinal purposes than water in general. Yeah.
No, I don't say they use one more than the other. The question is whether the usage of dvash for eating and for medicinal purposes was equal. Again, these are all factual gemaras. It's not. This is what it was. This is how it worked. Rava Amar, afilu tema b'shar makomos. In order to say it's only in Galil, we call Rashi Shita. Even the non-poor people, right? Uchad Shmuel, only Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Kol shakyani masu u mitali levari maya de maslo mitali. You're right, ain't a chrami. You can use these other liquids. You can use these other liquids for this eye paste. But what that eye, what other liquids will do is they'll blind you temporarily. So people wouldn't use them. So therefore, you're saying the water becomes is shriach to use. That's used much more for the medicinal purposes than the other ones. You can't say it's not shriach because you can use other liquids. You don't use other liquids because who wants to be temporarily blinded? If I can use a medicine, that won't temporarily blind me. So therefore, you raise the shriach of the medicinal purposes of the water, and they're equal, and therefore you have to go by the smaller shear.
How about there's no water for irrigation? The water's not so many uses. Why are you limiting it to salves and drinking? What are you used for? What do you mean? To water a plant?
Because we're talking. I guess, I don't know, maybe for those things that you used to irrigate, the shear is huge. I think it's more than a little, to put a little bit into to make a what do you call it, a salve? Yeah. Right. Okay, the Mishnah then says shar kol maskim revius. All other liquids, the shear that you're liable for outside is a revius. Tana rabbanon, learning a brisa, dam, blood, the chol minei maskim, all other liquids, the shear is revius. Rishima ben Elazar Omer, dam, what's the purpose of dam for revius? What do you need it for, to carry out blood? He says, kedei lichol ba'ayin achas. You would take the blood and you would rub it. We'll see that this means you rub it outside the eye. Shekein kochlin lebrakis, that they would rub this blood for refuah, for the disease of brakis, also some sort of eye disease. Umay nenu, and which blood would they use for this refuah? Dema de tarnagolas bara, the blood of a wild chicken. That's the blood they would use. That's the chashivas for the blood. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, he says, Dam kidei lichol bo ayin achas. Similar, he says, lichol bo ayin achas. I guess, and you see that means to put the blood actually in the eye, it seems like. Shekein kochalin liyaron, that you would put this blood in the eye for the yaron disease. I think maybe this is cataracts, I'm not sure. Something wrong with the eye. Umay nihu, and which blood would you use for this refua? Dama di kirushatina. The blood of the kirushatina, which I'm not sure, some people say it's not a lef, it's an owl or it's a mole. I think it's more for a mole, based on what we're going to see in a moment. The simanach, and the siman that you know which blood goes on which eye disease, is gava. To put the blood on the disease that's in the eye, you use the thing that's inside. What's that? That's the kirushatina, that's the mole that lives inside. And brabram, and the blood and the disease that's on the outside of the eye, you use the chicken blood, because that lives on the outside of the house. Okay. Now the Brisa continues. Bamed dvar merumurim, right? We just said that everything is better to revius, right? The point that they don't know, they can't find where this Brisa is mentioned, but time to Tosefta, it's not. So bamed dvar merumurim, when do we say that you need a shear in order to mischayev you and otsah from mishasarabim? That's bimotzi. That's if you take something out. Aval bimatznia, but to bring something in, bimatznia it, it's kol shul chayev. So Gemara's jump, what does it mean, matznia? Matznia basically means you bring it in. You're not chayiv for hiding something. So obviously the answer is going to be that if you're matznia something typically, and therefore you give it chashivas at a smaller shear, so then you don't have these shiurim that are listed in the Mishnah. Then it's whatever the amount that you're gonna hide. Well, that's just a little foreshadowing. Rav Shimon is cholik. Rav Shimon Omer, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when do you know that you're chayiv for blood, right? Even with a small amount. That's for matzniya. That's only if you're matzniya. Aval b'motzi, but if a typical case of motzi, ein l'chayiv el b'revius. Then you go to the default list of revius, meaning that all these shiurim are only if you are matzniya, but the default shiur is a revius. Umodim chachamim. Chachamim agree to Rabbi Shimon, b'motzi shofkun m'shusarabim, that if you bring out wastewater, I think it is, shofkun is sort of a little wastewater, then shiurim b'revius. And then they agree that the shiur is revius, okay? Because no one's going to use anything less than that. That's the end of the Brisa. So now the Gemara is explaining the Brisa. Amamar. Bamed dvar mamurim. The Brisa said, bimotzi is when you need a shear. Aval b'matznia kolshu. So atu matznia lav motzihi. Someone who's matznia an item, he's not motzi it? What do you mean? If I'm matznia something, typically I bring it out. So what? I'm a chayiv for being matznia. You're not chayiv for being matznia it. I put something away. You're only chayiv for being motzi. So matznia means I'm bringing it out. So what's the difference between motzi and matznia? So amar abaye, hacha b'mayaskin. What are we talking about over here? B'talmid sh'amal oravo. Now, it's not really a Talmud. Basically, you'll see, it's an apprentice whose master told him the following. Lech u'paneli ha'makom l'su'uda. Go and clear me the table. Take everything off the table so we have a place to eat. V'halach, and the Talmud went, u'pina lo, and he took everything out, but he was motzi l'rishus harabim. Right? Davar chashuv ha'kol chayvaleh. If he takes something out, that's the size of the davar chashuv for everybody, then he's chayev for that. Dover she'enu chashav l'kol. If he takes out something that's really, really small, and something that's not, the size is not chashav to most people, so then you have to look. E atzni rabbi, if his master would typically put this size thing away, he's matzni it, then mechayvaleh, then he's going to be chayav for that as well. E lo, but if the rabbi wasn't matzni it, so then this thing doesn't have the size of a dover chashav, and then he's not going to be chayav. So the chiddush here is that, according to Rashi, the chiddush here is that what person A, the Rebbe, is Matsniya, still will obligate you, which goes according to the Shita of Shimon that we saw in the Mishnah earlier in the parak. If we look at Rashi, like 1, 2, 3, 4, I think 5 lines down when they get wide. Of that, Amar Rabbi Hakav Talmid, who goes shoot carpenter. So Dover Chashav L'Kol Mechayv Le'Avi Apal Gav De Lo Atzni Rabbi L'Tzarchel. Even if the Rebbe doesn't put it away, that's everyone holds that that's the shear. So that's the shear. Dover She'enu Chashav L'Kol B'Hachika Amir. B'Med Dvar Marmunin B'Inon Shiura De Chashav B'Motzi. When do you need a shear to make something Chashav? That's only B'Motzi. Kolmer B'Dover She'enu L'Chol Le'Lech Bo Ela Achar Otzaso Shozeh Shamachshav B'Tlod B'Zeh Shehotzi. If I'll be Matzniya, you go according to the one who is matzniya, who hides it. You go to matzniya koshu zeh hamotzi of Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer. He says, go according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Elazar. That my intent of what I'm matzniya can be mechayev you. Tosos doesn't like that because Tosos says, then why do I have to go through the whole case of a matzniya, of a Rebbe and a Talmud? Tosos doesn't like that. And he says only going according to Shita or Shimon Gamliel, but Tosos tries to come up with a case where it goes to Dibrei Kol, even according to the Chachamim, what that case would be. All right.
Listen, let me get into the whole case. The master says, go out and clear me a place for a meal, and he's carrying what does he carry? He's clearing,
whatever's on the table, instead of just pushing it off, he takes it and brings it to the Rosh Hashanah. The apprentice takes it out and brings it to the Rosh Hashanah. So if he brings out something that's a chashuv size, chayiv. If it's not a chashuv size, you're not going to do it, but you're not chayiv. Question is, what makes the determination of what's chashuv? So if it's something that everybody always uses that size, that's by default a double chashuv, you're chayiv. But if he's only taking out something that the Rebbe's matzniya, the chiddush is according to Rashi, that the Rebbe's intent to give it chashivas because he's matzniya it, will still be mechayiv the apprentice for carrying it outside.
Why does Matzniya come up here? I don't know. Why is he?
Because the Brisa said Matzniya.
How is he storing it away? He's clearing off the table. How is he storing something?
He stores it. It's on the table, an item that the Rebbe is very makbid on, and he'll typically put it away. Yeah. So therefore, he gave it chashivas. So when the guy takes it outside to the Shusha Rabbim, that item is a dabar chashiv, and therefore you chayv rotsa. Even though it's not chashiv for most people, only chashiv for the Rebbe, the chashivas that the Rebbe imparts onto that item is enough to make the apprentice liable for taking it out. And that's exactly the Shita of Shem Gamliel that we saw in the Mishnah point to Rashi. Next. Amamar, the Braisa continued, Amar, that Modim Chachamim Rabbi Shimon B'Motzi Shofar M'Rishos HaRabim. The Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Shimon that if you take out the wastewater to the Rishos HaRabim, that the shear is a revius. And no matter what, that's the shear is a revius. So shofkin, so wastewater, lemai chazu. What are they roy to do? It's wastewater. What is it roy to do? What even revius? In order to have mechayev, you have to have something that's chashav, something that has an importance to it. Well, the wastewater is nothing that you don't use it for anything. So why you chayev? Why you have a liability for a carbon for taking it out? So Rav Yirmiya legabo behenasatit. No, because you can still use wastewater, I guess, to knead and make mortar and to make cement. Legabo satit. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Well, now we've got to figure out the size. Hatanya, what's the size of tit? What amount of, I'll call it cement, that you are liable for taking out? That is, kedelasis behen pikor. That's to just enclose the small amount to close some sort of a hole on the tanor, to close up a neck on the tanor. So if that's the case, that's a really, really small shear. So for the tit itself, you chai for the small shear. The water that is used to mix the tit, you should be chai for an even smaller shear, because that's what it's useful for. It's used for, so why do you need a revius? So there's a really, really small amount, it should be enough to obligate you. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, no, there's no kasha. That we said that the tit is the shear kadei lasos pikor, that's the megabel. That's when it's already mixed. It's already mixed already, and it's ready to be used. And since it's ready to be used, and it has enough to hold, to close up this hole, that's considered kasha. But ha, in the case where we're talking about taking the the wastewater out, that's the lo migabel. That's talking about where you have not used it to be megabel the tit yet. So therefore what? No one uses wastewater, no one is megabel tit that small amount. You make a big, you know, truck full of cement, and then use the amount. So the shear in advance of it being of tit, the shear of making of the water used to make the tit is the revius. The lo megabel, if you adam toreach megabel tit lasos pikor, person is not going to be toreach to make the cement vedaka for this hole. So therefore, that small shear of water is not the shear. People make tit; they make a big amount, and that's a revius is what you needed to make. Revius is the smallest ingredient of water needed to make the typical shear of the tit. Next Mishnah, again more factual Mishnayos. Hamotzi chevel, what's the shear for taking out string or rope? So that is kedei lasos ozen lekupa. It's to make this sort of handle for a basket. Gemi, this is some sort of reeds, it's some sort of right the shear of a gemi. Kedei lasos teloi lenafel lekabra. I think it's some sort of patch. I'm not sure what this means. To patch up the sieve or something like that. I don't know why you patch up the sieve. The sieve is supposed to have holes in it. But maybe the holes were too big, so you're patching up the sieve. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the amount of gemi is kedei lito mimenu midas minal lekaton. It's the amount that you would use to measure for a shoe for a small kid. Basically, they used to make, all shoes were custom made. So they would go take the kid with the shoe, with his foot, measure it up against the gemi, and then they cut it out and make the shoe. So whatever that size, that's what you're liable for. Niyar, paper, whatever paper is there. Kidei lichtov alav kechsher mosin. It's the paper has to be the size that was used to write sort of a toll receipt. Kechsher mosin. Well, it's not really tax. It's a toll receipt. It's more. It's talking about right. Rashi says yeshu kechsher shel mosin. Towards the bottom, second last Rashi. Yeshu adam shenotin hamechkas l'rosh hanahar b'makom echad. The guy goes and he has to pay the tax, the toll to cross the river, right? O mochel matano, the guy lets him go. Umoslo chosem, he gives him the receipt. Laharos lemochel shemochel omechas. I guess to show the next guy that he probably had one guy at the front of the bridge, one guy at the second end of the bridge, in case he ran the toll at the beginning, the guy will catch you at the end. So you show him your receipt. Vidako lichto bo stei osios. And he used to write two letters, whatever those two letters are, they write these two letters on the receipt. The hand gedolos b'shtei osos shelano. That's an important thing. Those letters written on the receipt are much larger than the typical standard font. They're much larger than regular writing. Okay. Now, also he says v'hamotzi kesher mosin. If you actually take out a kesher mosin, you're also going to be liable. If you have the star that has this, because that's a davar kasher. If you take it out, you're going to be liable for it. Now, niyar machuk, erased paper. Right now, niyar machuk. Rashi says shuv eino roy lichtov. You can't use it for writing anymore. So therefore, what gives it chashivus is not that you can write it. Why can't you use it for writing anymore? Because you always have the problem. I think you always have the issue of ziuf. Once papers are erased, then there's less. Now at those times you can't tell how many times it was erased. So you always have the problem. You learn gittin, you learn the shtar. There's always a fear of shtar mezuyuf. And if something's erased, no one's going to use that because it's shtar mezuyuf. So he uses its a forged document.
Scratch
right, so it loses its importance as a piece of paper, so for writing. So therefore, what's the shear? It's kedei lichroch al tzluchis katana shel plaiton. It's, I guess, to make some sort of bottle cap for some perfume bottle. That's the shear for the paper.
If you use like the scrap paper,
they didn't use scrap paper, I guess.
Notes, whatever.
They wouldn't use it. It doesn't give a chashivus anymore, right? Kedei lichroch al tzluchis katana shel plaiton. Or, I guess that is, there's leather, right? Kedei lasos kemias, the size of leather you would use to make an amulet. Cloth, which is, you know, from the real cloth that you write, but that's very expensive. Cloth, kedei lichtov alav parsha ketana shebetfilin, it's the size that you would need to write the smallest parsha in the tefillin, Shishma Yisrael, which is the first parsha, that's the smallest parsha. So that size cloth you'd be liable for taking out. Kichol, some sort of eye ointment. It's kedei lichol ayin achas. I missed one. Dio. So ink is kedei lichtov shtei osios. It's enough ink to let you that you would be able to write two letters. Kichol kedei lichol ayin achas in order to color one eye. Devek, which is glue, I guess. Kedei litein berosh hashafshaf. It's to put on top of the. I think it's a stake or some sort of nail. To put on top of the small nail. Zephes v'gafris, which is tar and pitch, right? Kedei lasos nekev. Yes, it's to close up a hole. Close up some sort of hole. Rashi seems to indicate it's a hole that you put in some sort of silver. Silver then again was more malleable then. It wasn't as hard as it is now. And so I guess to close up the hole in the silver. Shava, wax, is kedei litein al pi nekev katan. Also, it's to close up. It's to close up a small hole on a wine barrel, I guess. Charsis, which is crushed brick, right? Is kedei lasos pi kor shel sorfei zahav. It's to fill up the hole for the goldsmith's oven. The goldsmiths, I guess, had a very specific way of using their materials. So in order to close up the hole of the sorfei zahav, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lasos pitfut, right? In order to make some sort of tripod. They will put this tripod to put the goldsmiths will use this tripod to put whatever they're using to melt the gold. So that's the amount that you would be liable for. Subin, which is bran, it's kedei litein al pi kor shel tsarfei zahav. That is also the amount of bran would be to put into this hole in the goldsmith's oven. Sid, line, it's kedei lasud ketana shebabanos. Sid, the line was used as some sort of hair removal product. So he says the amount of line that you'd be chayav for would be the amount that you would use to remove the hair from the smallest part of the ketana to remove her hair. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lasos kilkal, is lasos kilkal, is to move the hair from a different part, I think. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, kedei lasud unvipi. See, the Gemara talks about different places, where it's on the forehead, it's on the temple, small different amounts that you need to remove hair in a small place, so that shear is what you would be liable for Otsa. Okay. Right, so the Mishnah mentioned that to take a chevel, take a string or rope, to shear is to make a handle on the basket. But the gemi, the shear was smaller, was just to cover up the hole on the sieve. So the Gemara wants to know why for chevel don't we go by the smaller shear? Why do we have a larger shear for the chevel? Chevel nami l'chayv he lasos tol enough the kevra. For the chevel also can be used to patch up this hole. So it's a smaller amount. So the Gemara says kevin dechari b'mana, some other rope, I guess, is more coarse and it's going to rub the sieve. Low of the inchi. People aren't going to do that because I guess it doesn't. It's not good material for that purpose. Therefore, the smallest shear that is used for often is to make a handle on the basket. Tana Rabbanan. Bryce similar as follows. Hutsin. Hutsin are these sort of leaves, right? They're like the branches off the palm branches, palm leaves. We'll get to hutsin. Hutsin comes up above a basra. We're talking about where the guy makes some chitza. Talks about hutsin v'dafin. That comes up a lot. The word of hutsin. The Tana Rabbanan hutsin kedei lasos ozen l'sal kfifa mitzris. It's to take some sort of handle for a wicker basket, right? Sieve. What's a sieve? Some sort of string. That, right? Acherim omrim. What does he say? Sieve is. It's a vine. Sieve. Rashi says. V'diva shegadol saviv of dekel ke'ein malbus v'nichrach sviusov ha'ola. It's whatever. It's, I guess you're right. It's a vine used to wrap around the dekel. So achayim omrim kedei litein al pi mashpech katan l'sanein es hayayin. It's to put on the funnel to strain the wine. Revav with grease, it's some sort of schmaltz. Kedei lasuch tachas ispagim katana. Schmaltz enough to put under a small piece of cake, right? The kama shiura kesela. That's a sella. So Tosos over here just pokes out. He goes, Shuman, what's the problem? What are you putting Shuman? Shuman's fat. So how are you putting it under a cake? You're not allowed to make milchik or flacial bread. So says, right? He says tachas ispagim katana. The apokad the perikol shah, even though it's in Pesachim, it says Amrinan ain't tashna satanor ba'alya. You can't smear the tanor with the fat with the meat. V'im tash kol paskul asur, then everything's asur. Ha amar hasan by he pirka tika ain't turishani. Sorry, if you make it in a certain way, like the whole to do with the English muffins, or the bread is made in a certain way where it's recognizable, then you're allowed to do it. So if there's a certain type of shape that everyone knows, so that was to do with the English muffins. That's why the English muffins are Thomas English muffins are milchiks, they're dairy. So because you can tell that they're not shaped like regular bread. Shefto has a whole to do that he thinks now that maybe there might be a problem with English muffins because the kosher brands came out with English muffins that are pyre. So it's not so clear when you look at the English muffins to tell the difference. That's Shefto's your Shechtes Chomer. Okay, then there's a whole to do of whether or not the simen has to be on the bread itself. Can the simen be outside the bread on the packaging? That's a whole nother sugya. Okay, niyar, right? We said the paper. Vatanya kigrogeris, right? We said that the shear of the schmaltz is a kisela. I have vatanya kigrogeris. What? Vatanya kigrogeris. We said that we know someone else that's the size of kigrogeris. No, idi chad shiru. It's the same size. The kisela and the kigrogeris are the same size. Mukhin, which is I think cotton. How much cotton would you be liable for? Can they last those kador katana? Matthew, make the smallest cotton ball. The kama shi'uro, and how big is that? Ke'egos, size of some sort of nut. Next, niyar. We said the paper was k'dei lichtov alav kesher mosin. It was enough that you can write on it the toll receipt. Right? Tana, we learn a brisa, kama kesher mosin. How big was the kesher mosin? It was the size of shtei osios. Two letters. Remember, those are large letters. Those are two larger letters. Verminu, Ganaska Stira. Hamotzi niyar chalak. Someone who brings out smooth paper that was never written on it. Right? So, im yishbo kdei lito shtei osios, if the niyar has enough room on it to write two osios. Remember, regular two osios are smaller. So now we're talking about a smaller piece of paper. That's the kasha. Then you chayev. The im lav, putter. And then your putter. So, it's mash from here that the shear is to write two regular size letters, as opposed to what we said in the previous brisa, that niyar, the shear, is to write the mosin size letters. So it's larger. I don't know what the size differential is, but one's larger and one's smaller. So Gemara's give answers. Amar of Sheshes, my shtei osios. No, what does it mean, shtei osios, in the second brisa? It means shtei osios, so kesher mosin. It means the larger letters. Well, you're just saying it's the smaller letters. No, it's the larger letters. The brisas are saying the same exact thing. Rav Armor says, no, it's different. He says, the brisa that says shtei osios, Shtei osios didan ubeis achiza. You need a place to hold the piece of paper. Otherwise, you're going to be holding the ink, and it's going to be smudging. So the shtei osios didan ubeis achiza the hayu kesher mosin. It includes the margin. So two letters that we write plus the margin equals the two letters of the beis hamosin. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask Kasha. I'm not so sure about this. So Meisvei, they ask the following question on Rava. The Raisa says hamotzi niyar machuk. Someone brings out a scratched out piece of paper. It's an erased paper. Can't be used for ksiva anymore. Ushtar parua. Or he brings out a shtar halva'a, a loan document, where the loan was already paid. Right? It's a already paid document. There's no use for this loan document anymore because it's paid up already. Okay? Im yesh belovin shalo kedei lichto shtei osios. If it has on the white part of the paper, right, which means the margins or the places that aren't written, there's enough room to write two osios. Or it's large enough to be used as a bottle cap for this perfume bottle. Yuchaya, the imla potter. If not, your potter. That's the brisa. So Bishma, the Rav Sheshes, everything makes sense according to Rav Sheshes, to Amar. What do you say the kabana of the near chalak was? He said the shtei osios meant shtei osios shel kesher mokshin, then shapir. Then everything makes sense because you can say that in this brisa also, if it has makom on the white part for right two osios, we're talking about the two osios the size of the mosin size. El Rava, what Rava says that the kavana of the second brisa was is for shtei osios didan ubeis achiza the hainu kesher mosin, that two letters plus the margin which equals the kesher mosin. So hacha in this case of the niyar machuk beis achiza lo tzarech. You don't need a place to handle the paper because you can hold it on the erased part. I guess that's the question. So therefore, it's a kasha because he says, "What do you need?" He says you need to add. We say shtei osios means with the margin. Over here, it's shtei osios. We don't need a margin because you can hold it on the other part. So if you say osios, it must be talking about shtei osios of the kesher mochsin kasha. That's a kasha on Rava. Okay, do a little more. Tana Ravan. Hamotzi kesher mosin. A guy brings out, he transports the kesher mosin, this toll receipt, ad shelo hera olot moches, up to the point where he has not yet shown it to the collector, he's chayev, because it's davar chasher now, because it has usage, right? Misha hera olot moches, if he already showed it to the collector, he's putter. He would be putter v'lasser, he'd be putter for carrying it out, because it's not roi for anything, it has no chashivas anymore. Rabbi Huda Omer, no, af mishaher ol lamoch is chayiv. Even if he's already shown it to the collector, he was still chayiv. Mipnei should tzarichlo. He would still need it. He could still use it for some, we'll see why. What? It's maybe just too small for the bottle cap. Right, but he's saying, Rabbi Huda says it still has a chashivas on it. So my benayu, what's the machlokas? Meaning, what does Rabbi Huda say it can be used for? So Amar Abai, three answers. Amar Abai, iku benayu rahit muksa. The iku benayu is the rahit muksa. Rashi says he calls it the kurnash, which means sheratzen achar haobrim la'alil leim shalom nasul mechas. So you had these guys. What would happen is you would show the receipt, and then they would go and go. Oh, they would chase after you again to show the receipt again. They could try to get you a second time. V'torich la'obrim lachzor la'moches u'matznia chosim la'haros la'elu v'tanakama lo matzni lo'hachi d'chirati batrei hada l'gabi moches. I guess one person says this is shchiach, one person says it's not shchiach. I don't understand what the machlokes would be. So Yehuda says, whether the amount of time that they chase after you is shchiach enough to rise to the level of it making it a dabar chashuv. That's how you have to interpret the machlokes, to get out of the metzias machlokes.
Well, they say save your receipts. Payments for a couple of years,
right? Right.
Like 7 years or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, like in Israel, the bus, they come around and
they change. Right.
Them.
You just Dropbox, it's easy. You save it. Put it in the Dropbox. Yeah, the egg guy with the hat, the guy comes up, punch the tickets. Right. That's exactly what it is. You paid for it already, and now
it's.
Right. Then you always have to, remember you sent those little smaller things, and you have to farm them in your pocket. So.
The conductor might ask you on the train.
Well, that's the first time they're checking the ticket. So it's a little different. And then after Jamaica, they check again. Okay. Rava Amar. Rava says, Moches Gadol Umoches Katan Ikebenayu. The difference is the Moches Gadol Moches Katan. What is that? Rashi says Moches Katan. Sometimes you would have like a junior Moches collector, right? The guy Rashi says Pamim Sheyish Moches Gadol Shetorichlo Amola Gesher Kol Yom. He has this guy. He doesn't want to stand there all day, so he hires an agent, a sub agent. Umemana Moches Katan. He has an agent for him. V'zem Mitchila Einu Marachotiv Shemelech El Gadol. I was passed. I already showed it to the Gadol guy, right? So, but now I have this katan guy standing there. So the Rabbi Yehuda tsarichlo shere katan yimnei lavor. The katan guy is not going to let you go. Tanakama ain't tsarichlo shere godol moslo simon devarim v'omel katan over. According to Tanakama, probably the Moches Gadol tells the Moches Katan who's allowed to pass, who's not allowed to pass, and give him simonim. So it's not shy that you're not going to have to keep the receipt. Rabbi Ashi Omar, Rabbi Ashi says chad Moches ike benayu. Right, the machlokus between the two is even if there's only one collector. And you don't need the star to show the guys who are chasing after him or the Moches Katan. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says the derech is to keep on to the star. I guess if he wants to show it to somebody else, Rashi says lemoches sheni shel maver acher. Okay, like in New York, you paid the turnpike, now you got to pay the bridge. So what you're going to the next toll, right? Lemoches shel maver acher. Below the patrum in a mechas, not to patter me, not to exempt me from paying the toll on the second bridge, el laharos, to show this guy shu neman. Listen, I'm a neman guy. The eno mavriachatzom in a mechas kedesh lo yalil lav laachas man. Don't try to spread rumors about me that I'm a cheapskate. Look, here's my receipt. I pay my taxes. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's a shchiach usage, and we're going to say that is not a shchiach usage. We're not going to start now. You're not going to have enough time to finish this right now. Okay. All right. We'll stop here. Have a good day. Okay.